All right, we're on.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody to our August 27th fiscal year 2025-2026 public hearing for our budget. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. All the commissioners are here. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a prayer by Commissioner Sweeney.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Lord, thank you for this time we can come together, watch over our meeting, and just help us make the right decisions, and watch over our county, and be with us in all we do, Lord. We thank you for all your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Item number four, public hearing for fiscal year 2025-2026 budget. We have, I forget when we met, was it the 6th maybe?
I think so.
Of August, and we voted to set a proposed rate, and we set these hearing dates and so forth, and we're here in connection with that. We've run the ad in the paper. I tried in an effort to be transparent. The court wanted me to go a little bit above and beyond, so we posted it at every single all the municipalities in the county and at each of the precinct offices, and we put it on most of the doors in the courthouse. Anyway, trying to get it out there best we could. It's on the website. So anyway, here we are, and so I've got a few things I want to state about the budget. The proposed budget will raise more total property taxes than last year's budget by $756,582, or 4.4%. And of that amount, $364.46 is tax revenue to be raised from new property added to the tax roll this year. The current tax rate that was adopted last year about this time was a tax rate for 2024-2025 of 0.50776. A tax rate of 0.48291 per $100 valuation has been proposed by the governing body of San Jacinto County. The proposed 2025-2026 tax rate, as I said, was 0.48291 per $100. No new revenue tax for 2025-2026 tax rate. Now, that's the rate that we would have if we didn't want to have not one penny over than what we had last year. The same exact amount of money is 0.46324 per $100. And then the voter approval rate for 2025-2026 tax rate, also and formerly known as the rollback rate, is 0.48291 per $100 valuation. The no new revenue tax rate is the tax rate for the 2025 tax year that will raise the same amount of property tax revenue for San Jacinto County from the same properties in both the 2024 tax year and the 2025 tax year. The voter approval rate is the highest rate that San Jacinto County may adopt without holding an election to seek voter approval of the rate. The proposed tax rate is greater than the no new revenue tax rate. This means San Jacinto County is proposing to increase property taxes for the 2025 tax year. That means although we are lowering the rate by 2 points, we are definitely one of the biggest rate deductions we've ever had that since I've been preparing budgets. But because value went up so much, we're still going to get more revenue. If we didn't get more revenue, you couldn't do raises, you couldn't keep up with rising costs on gasoline, materials, and I don't know of anything that's going down in price around here. I do remember back in the day it used to cost $4,000 or $5,000 for a big screen TV. Now you can buy one of them for $300 or $400. So I guess big screen TVs are the, if we were just strictly dealing with them, we could keep on lowering and buy more TVs. Anyway, the proposed tax rate is not greater than the voter approval tax rate. As a result, San Jacinto County is not required to hold an election of which voters may accept or reject the proposed tax rate. And members of the public are encouraged to attend these hearings and express their views. Let me see. I'm looking at the notice that was put in the paper, and I put a lot of this language in this notice that was posted, but I'm going to go over it as well. Some of it may be redundant, but I want to make sure I don't miss anything that was required to be said. All right, notice of public hearing on tax rate. A tax rate of 0.48291 per $100 valuation has been proposed by the governing body of San Jacinto County. Proposed tax rate 0.48291 per 100. No new revenue tax rate 0.46324 per $100 valuation. Voter approval rate, aka rollback rate, 0.48291 per 100. The no new revenue tax rate is the tax rate for the 2025 tax year that will raise the same amount of property tax revenue for San Jacinto County from the same properties in both the 2024 tax year and the 2025 tax year. The voter approval rate is the highest tax rate that San Jacinto County may adopt without holding an election, aka a rollback election, to seek voter approval of the rate. The proposed tax rate is greater than the no new revenue tax rate. This means San Jacinto County is going to increase property taxes for the 2025 tax year. We're not increasing the rate, but we are, because the values went up, we'll end up with a little more revenue. A public hearing on the proposed tax rate will be held August 27, 2025 at 9 a.m. at San Jacinto County Shelter, 255 Live Oak Street, Cold Springs, Texas, and here we are. The proposed tax rate, again, is not greater than the voter approval tax rate. As a result, San Jacinto County is not required to hold an election at which voters may accept or reject the proposed tax rate. However, you may express your support or opposition to the proposed tax rate by contacting the members of San Jacinto County at their offices by attending the public hearing mentioned. Your taxes owed under any of the tax rates mentioned above can be calculated as follows. Property tax amount, equals tax rate times taxable value of your property divided by 100. Voting for the proposal, Fritz Faulkner, Donnie Mars, Mark Natuno, Luke Sweeney, Crystal Dominey. Voting against the proposal to set the proposed rate, none. Present and not voting, none. Absent, none. And then we also put in the notice, visit propertytax.gov/property/taxes to find a link to your local property tax database on which you can easily access information regarding your property taxes, including information about proposed tax rates and scheduled public hearings of each entity that taxes your property. The 86th legislature modified the manner in which the voter approval rate is calculated to limit the rate of growth of property taxes in the state. They sure did. They put a cap on it, and if you value goes up, you have to lower your rates. Unless you want to have a rollback election. The following table compares the taxes imposed on the average resident's homestead by Sensenham County last year to the taxes proposed to be imposed on the average resident's homestead by Sensenham County this year. Total tax rate, 2024, 0.50776. 2025, 0.48291. Change, decrease of 0.02485. It's almost 2.5 points, or 4.89%. Average homestead value in 2024, $172,404, 2025, $187,830, increase in value of 8.95%. Tax on average homestead, 2024, $875.40. That's the average? My God. I paid like $5,200. Wow. 2025, $907.05, an increase $31.65, or 3.62%. Total tax levy on all properties, $14,439,122. 2025, $15,264,856, an increase of $825,734, or 5.72%. No new revenue maintenance and operations rate adjustments. Indigent defense compensation expenditures. Sensenham County spent $335,608 from July 1st, 2024 to July 30th, 2025 to provide appointed counsel for indigent individuals in criminal or civil proceedings in accordance with the schedule of fees adopted under Article 2605 Code of Criminal Procedure and to fund the operations of a public defender's office under 26044 Code of Criminal Procedure, less the amount of any state grants received. For the current tax year, the amount of increase above last year's indigent defense compensation expenditures is $176,899. This increased the no new revenue maintenance and operations rate by 0.00025. divided by 100. For assistance with tax calculations, please contact the lovely and delightful tax collector, Miss Betty Davis, For Sanderson County, that's 936-653-3292, or visit Y'all still use www.co.san-jacinto.txt.us?
Isn't that your website?
Mm-hmm. That's the county website.
Oh, that is the website?
The
yes, sir.
What's your cell number? I want to put that on there.
strike the record. That is the correct website. I thought that was an email address, and it's not an email address. Okay.
Yes.
That's good. Let's see. A lot of times, the next thing I go into is, various debts that we have coming up and this and that. And then I talk about, like last year, for instance, initially we didn't put a raise in the budget. And the raise is usually what keeps us up at night, and we're trying to work hard to see if we can sometimes give our employees a raise. And this year I took a different approach. Put the raise in there, and then if we work it all throughout and it turns out y'all don't think we can do one, then we'd have to pull it out. So the raise, $1,000 across the board. I ain't gonna say since 98 I've never seen a percentage raise, but you can count it on, what do you say, Commissioner Tuno, maybe one hand the times we've done percentage. We usually always do it where everybody gets the same, because if you do percentage, the ones at the upper echelon, they get a big raise, and the ones on the lower don't get much at all. So that's just not fair, and there's not a person on the court that wants to be unfair with our employees. I'm going to try to... I thought I had a little list, but anyway, there is an addition of an employee in my proposed budget in the tax office, in the animal control department. The sheriff's wife has worked very hard as a volunteer, and he asked to lower the main salary but put two full times of a much lower rate, and that's in the proposed anybody know animal control what number that is? Some days I can just spout them off, and some days I cannot.
So you took the deputy pay at 49 and changed two positions to 30,000.
That's right. And we talked about that in budget workshops, which were done before we filed. But anyway, that's what's in the proposed. We also, let me think, elections has a part-time gets, I don't know, 30-something hours. We bumped that up to a full-time position, and then we took a bunch of the part-time money out and made that full-time. Now, that was in response to last year we had an election contest, and lawsuits followed that created a huge demand on the elections department. The lawyers were sending what's known as requests for discovery, and they wanted copies, and they thousands of pages. I mean, they worked for months trying to, you had to go pull all that stuff, print it all out, and then you couldn't leave their, what do you call it, critical information in there. They had to redact certain things, and so that's kind of the justification. We hope that never happens again. But anyway, that's in the proposed budget.
You had a building fund in there, didn't you? Someone doing it? Did you have
Yeah.
Just curious.
I hear you.
We bought a building last year with ARPA funds.
Not that one. You had a different one.
And I put a line in there of about $100,000 to, it don't necessarily have to go all of that building, but to, with that in mind, to try to bring that up to standard. And, you know, and if we don't go there, we'll use it to put in the other building up, you know, fixing it up a little more. Or personally, I just assume eventually build a law enforcement building over there on this. That's what we bought this land for, was to do some of that. But
that
you can't do it all at once. We got to take, you know, we may be able to, when we get in the final hearing date, I'm gonna lobby for that if y'all want to add that in there. If not, well, at least we'll have it out there and we can put, I'd welcome everybody's input on that. Am I missing one?
True.
I don't think I put another employee in the treasurer.
Yeah.
Part-time, full-time.
You went from part-time to full-time.
Yes, I did. I sure did. That's right. The lady who's primarily does the, well, not primarily, but she made a big impact getting up to speed on the collection of these Airbnb sales taxes and stuff that we can use for an hotel. I mean, our collections went from here way up high. So anyway, that was a big justification in my mind. So yeah, that's right. You're right. What section of 409? Everybody's got a capital outlay, so which one are you talking about? And all I'm trying to do is point out the high points.
Yeah.
So it might answer some of the public's questions, but if there's something else that's what y'all consider a biggie, I think that's about all of them. But yeah, the treasurer, voter, tax office, animal control.
Where's your people?
Well, the tax office, we had people coming raising cane about certain services not being offered. And I think we didn't take a vote or nothing, but I didn't hear anybody saying that wasn't a good idea.
They need somebody.
So anyway, I put it in there. It ain't just what I want to do. I try to figure out what everybody wants and put it in here. I miss it the boat a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, I was going to just add to that is I've thrown some more to build out an office out there to help move the constable out of there and give you a little more space out there, because everybody else seems to have their constables and their JPs living at precincts. And so,
I mean, it'd be nice if you'd do that.
Yeah. No, I put some building funds in there to be able to get an office out there.
Man, that's good.
You didn't tell me about that before I filed the proposed budget. So just so you'll understand how this works, do you think it is?
Yeah, I've got it on mine. I mean,
did you do it before the, well, let's go to yours and see.
Yeah, I just throwing it out there.
You put 20 in there, didn't you?
Well, this is your first budget, and I'm trying to make sure that you're on the same page as
what'd
I am.
What'd you put in there?
I don't know. I put 56 out.
How much?
56.
Okay.
Let me see here.
Well, I think it's a great idea, number one.
Yeah, it's 0021.
If they all agree to it.
Yeah, 2-1.
Yeah, and I talked to her, and, you know, I just trying to free up some room down there so Betty can have some more space, put another employee or whatever she's got.
Thanks, Donnie, for getting you to do that.
Hey, what line are you talking about?
2-1. 0520, the capital outlay building.
Oh, that on my page is numbered.
Did you?
Yep.
This is Johnny Owens.
0521.
I got the truck.
Man, your budget's got three.
I think I didn't think y'all were going to do it.
No. You didn't put it in the proposed budget. Just because you go talk to the auditor don't mean it's in the proposed budget.
No, it's my. I got some changes I wanted to that weren't in
the proposed. What you're going to have to do, we're going to approve this budget and then plus the changes that get voted on at the last hearing. So don't just sit up there and think, well, I done told Margie about it and it's in there. If it don't get put on the record, then it don't happen. It's not some kind of trick deal, but
so as long as we put it on there.
For 27 years, commissioners have gone straight to auditors and talking about it, and if they leave me out of the loop and they don't bring it up during the hearing, then it never happened. That's just the way the process is.
And
bless her heart, if I'd have been Margie's out, she's had her appendix busted, and that's why she's not here today. So, by the way, let me stop right here. I went out of town over the weekend, and when I got back home, we had a rough week this past week. We've lost Noah Gladden, longtime resident of the county. Vernon Lilly passed away. He was our tax collector for many years back in the day and a leader of the community. His funeral, by the way, will be Saturday at 10 a.m. in Evergreen Baptist Church. Francis Reisner, a longtime member of the community from Evergreen. She passed away. Her services are Saturday. Cody, O.C. Green lost his son, Cody Green. He's probably 35 years old. Died in his sleep with a heart attack. Cole Woodruff, 21 years old, lost his life.
Huh?
Cole Woodruff. His mama is Anna Faulkner Steele.
Right here? The Woodruff's right here?
Yeah.
1514?
Yeah.
Gail Woodruff, is that?
Grandson?
Mr. Okay. Woodruff's grandson.
Oh, wow. What happened to
him? Did I miss anybody? Miss Merle Dabney was our... Merle Dabney's husband, Leroy, taught the older ones around here in math back at Cold Springs High School. Betty, did you have Leroy? She was the postmaster for many, many years. She died at the young age of, I think, 102 years old.
Oh, wow.
Tom Dabney's mama.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know Tom Dabney.
Yeah.
So, rough week, but anyway. We all get to, if we all make it to 102, I guess we're not doing too bad.
And the same with my congregation members over here, 101, and she passed two weeks ago now. But same thing, and she's going strong at 101.
And one other thing of public note, I was on a couple of days ago, our U.S. Congressman Morgan Luttrell was in town, and visited a little bit. And one thing I took away from the meeting that I wasn't happy about is the state has redistricting yet again, and he will not be our congressman after 2027. He's District 8, and we're going to be wedged in the very corner of District 10, which starts over there near Austin. They did that with our state senator, and now it's happening with our U.S. senator.
I'm a member of Mass, not seeing anything like
Schwartz. That. To be Schwartz.
Yeah. Oh, Schwartner is our.
He's our state guy, but Morgan Luttrell's our
yes.
U.S., and he said the new guy's name's McCall or something like that, but he's from Willis, Texas. He's been in here in the county many times. He's approachable.
Good deal.
He works hard. He's still going to be working for the state of Texas and the U.S., the America, but we won't have him as our representative, which, anyway. So anyway, when we get anything, you need to look what's in here, because if anything that you changed, you just need to make sure we put it on the record. So
thought I was hitting those deadlines every time she'd ask for something to change, and I'd send it in to her, but apparently it wasn't getting all the way up to here.
Well, I filed this on anything you told her about after August 6th ain't in here.
Okay.
That's all.
Wanted to let you know, Becky. Trying to clear out a little space for you down there. That was part of Donnie's idea.
It was Donnie's idea, is that what you said?
Well, he was talking to me about it.
Okay.
He was guilting me into that.
Yeah, I did.
Betty.
Let's see. Hold on here. Let me mention something about your budget, matter of fact.
Mine?
Sweeney's?
No. Commissioner Sweeney's.
The new guy on the end.
Let's talk about your revenue line. So, for the last couple of years, your predecessor in 22-23 took $462,000 plus out of his fund balance to put into his regular budget. Now, whether he spent any of it, I couldn't say. The next year, he put $500,000 out of his fund balance to put into his budget so he could spend it to fix roads and or whatever. But the year he was on his way out, he had the auditor put $45,000, which kind of been a bit of a hamstring to you during this year. But you adapt, and what do you Marines do? Y'all adapt. And
not a Marine, I'm Army guy. But
okay.
Yeah, we adapt and overcome.
Well, sorry, I didn't.
He's a grunt.
So, in order to make up for that, I put in there $1 million.
I'm going to look down just a little bit.
Well, you need it. That doesn't mean you're going to spend it.
No,
it's there if you need it. If you decided you want to pave Macoppin Boulevard over here and put curb and gutters on it, you'd have the money to do it.
Yep.
When it's sitting over there collecting dust,
I'm ready.
You can't
love it down the other end. He wanted his driveway.
Yeah, come on, man.
Who is that?
Love it.
Anyway, that's yours was the only one that had a needed to have a big swing, and I know full well.
You probably could have related that to him a little better by saying if you wanted to build an office in your building, you could use that money to do that.
I wanted to be on the line item there that says this is exactly what I'm going to do with that.
Well, that's a better effort to be, but at least it's in there the other way.
Yeah, no, we're good.
So it causes you no harm, and I'm a firm believer in at least putting it out there. It's like going on a trip and leaving your money at the house or something. Yeah. You can put it in the safe in the hotel. You ain't got to go in there, but if you had to, you could do it.
How many times your wife done that?
Yeah, not too much. So after those are kind of the high points of the budget, I'm gonna turn the floor over to the members of the public. Anybody that wants to make any comments or tell us what we need to do to change or what we should add or just tell us what a good job we've done so far working on the, or anything like that. Mr. McCoppin, anything you got to say?
Yes, sir.
That's hard to believe.
That's hard to believe.
Well, in response to your comments last year, that's why I put the raises in there this time instead of doing it the way we had done it for 100 years.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your, I listen every once in a while.
Thank you, Judge. And Commissioners, overall, I think it's a pretty fair budget. And my biggest comment about it was, I don't know if it's in this one, but I got a copy of the notice for this meeting, I think I got it off the internet, off y'all's, off the website.
We tried to put it as many places as we could, but.
Yes, sir. And it was on, I mean, it was actually on the link on the front of it, so front page, which is.
Well, it had gotten put up there, and we told her to make sure it goes to the front page. Now, I can't swear the first day it was there, but I'm glad you found it on the front page like it's supposed to be.
Yes, sir. It's supposed to be, and I was hoping for a bigger turnout, but that's not the case. My biggest comment was that notice, it had like a couple of, I guess, supplemental pages. And I don't know exactly where this came from, but I think may have come from our tax collector, Ms. Davis.
Was the third page of that startup notice about 25 tax rates? Did all that get on there? I didn't read that page, by the way, when I read the first two pages.
That's prescribed by the comptroller. It's 5212.
Okay. So this is one of these, I think it's new since I was county commissioner, but that it quite informative, don't get me wrong, and appreciate all the effort. But in there, it has what the unencumbered fund balance was for the general fund I proposed it was. And it says that the unencumbered fund balance is $7.5 million, $50,000 roughly.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, and I know that, you know, that's kind of a moving target sometimes.
It definitely is.
It's about the only way you can really get a real positive number on that is when the books have all been frozen and you had the auditor, external auditor look at them and all that kind of stuff to get a final number on it. But I would say that number is pretty darn close. And then it's listed on here as being farm to market / flood control fund unencumbered fund balance. And I went and looked and I basically was able to find out that
they call it farm to market?
Yeah, they do.
Really?
That's what it's labeled here. But that's your road and bridge funds, fund balance. And it lists that at $2,842,450. And my only comment on that is you know, I've worked and had a pretty good sized company, probably a larger budget than what the county has in my company, but we never had that kind of fund balance. But most, I'm going to say, accountants and people will tell you need about 3 months of running, whatever it takes you to operate.
I've heard them say 2 and up to 4. The guy last time was.
There's different numbers.
He might have even went over 4, and I thought, my God.
I just did a real quick calculation on that, and just rough. And I kind of went, well, the $7.5 million is roughly 8 months runtime. So,
maybe we're gonna work on some of it this year.
Yeah, but you know, we still, as a county, there's some still big needs out there. Different things.
Sure.
I know y'all had intentions of doing some stuff in the courthouse, and an old friend of mine called me a while back, his name's Carl Komatsu. He's a architect that does historical restorations.
We have he did our plan back in 98, and it's still pending, and we did vote to move forward. And we need to. You got some good contact information on him?
Yes, sir. I have his first.
Because we need to.
Yes.
I need to follow up with him, but
He contacted me the other day saying that it looked like the legislature passed some stuff that we might qualify for.
I'd like to get that information from you because we actually met and voted to move forward.
I'll give you his personal phone number. Yes,
that'd
sir.
Be good. I remember he's a Korean fellow, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. Has an architectural firm. He's a little bit older than I am, but he's still going, still working. Anyway, my comment on that is just my personal opinion. I really would like to say that I think we need to make sure we preserve our courthouse.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Agreed.
I have some personal opinions about it and stuff, but that's my recommendation. Maybe, I don't know,
So while you're on that subject, you can talk long as you ain't running no meter, but our total, if I'm getting this all right here, the grand total for all $16,969,748. That's road and bridge, and that's what's on these certified totals. Now I might be taking something out, but if that's the total number, divide that by 12. And then I'm going to multiply it by 5 months. Times 5 equals $7,070,728.
Well,
are you just basing it off our tax money? Because we got...
You have to actually combine your total tax rate is for road and bridge and everything. So you have to combine the 7.5 million and the 2.8 million.
I got you. I hear what you're saying. I didn't add there.
You weren't here last week when they presented outside audit for last year?
I did. I was here.
Well, then you figured it should have moved.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're using the wrong figures.
It has gone up quite a bit. You track it.
I know. I'm glad we had what I consider a healthy fund balance when when Burl came through and blew the roof off, and the insurance company, the bill was 500 and something thousand, and the insurance company, I think they settled on paying us 19,000 because they wanted to.
Well, I guarantee that
they wanted to patch the roof.
And I guarantee that roof cost us $1 million by the time it was said and done.
Oh, yeah, consider all the lost income.
Well, let's just talk about the Fund 79 while we're here. We spent right at $2 million. Road and Bridges spent about $2 million out of Fund 79.
Fund 79 is the...
Which is the fund coming out of the fund balance, basically. And if we didn't have that sitting there, we would have been hamstrung.
Yep.
So... with all that said, we've gotten out of the $2 million about, we owe about $300,000-$400,000 out of the fund balance to make that whole. So Carolyn did a good job getting most of that back, all but 75%, but if we didn't have that, we'd have been messed up.
Especially in some areas.
$2 million in an accident.
Especially in some areas.
Horrible, and it just, so it's a good thing to have it. I understand what you're saying, but.
Yeah.
You know, and then the jail, like they said, the roof, you know, we spent right there $500,000 and then $2 million right there, all in the same $2.5 million right there.
Yeah. Another $500,000 on loss.
Mr. McCoppin, I can recall way back yonder, like when I first got involved in county government around 98, I think the year before or even, they were worried about making payroll. We didn't have hardly any fund balance. It had been the practice for a period of time. They were estimating revenues at 105% just to make it balanced. Well, you can't estimate revenues at more than you conceivably could collect. The reason we got a good fund balance, I've been blessed with a lot of good conservative commissioners, and some of them years we'd estimate revenue at 93, 94, and if you collect a little more, you were a part of some of that. You helped put some of it there, and I appreciate you know.
Go back to a little meeting that I think you and me and Donnie were sitting at a restaurant in Austin at a conference one year, and we talked about that fund balance. And we talked about we want to do something. We don't want to use that to cut the tax rate. We want to do that to fix the courthouse or add on to the jail or something that we normally couldn't do with that money. It's kind of like, you know, in my opinion, we want to do something that we normally couldn't do. So it may be a plan out there like the courthouse.
Since it's the public and we're talking about how we're going to use money, and I'm going to throw something out there. So it ain't in this thing right here, but if it were up to me, I would not be opposed to, with a high fund balance, taking a certain amount out of there and trying to build a law enforcement building over here. Now, I ain't talking about no $5 million like them engineers come up with, but
I went and visited them yesterday.
If it was under $1 million, something, whatever it takes to build maybe 4,000 or 5,000 square foot building, that's my thinking. But I'm just throwing that out there. As a member of the public, how would you?
I think building a building, I'm going to say, at some point, our courthouse, just purely my opinion, at some point, our courthouse is going to need restoration.
Oh, absolutely.
That's going to require office space somewhere else other than the courthouse.
Yes. Well, there you go.
And there you go. So I'm not opposed to doing that at all. I think that's a good move. I mean, I've seen other counties, right over here in Polk County, they moved out of their courthouse pretty much.
Bought the old furniture store.
They took over the old hospital and a bunch of different things.
The old furniture store.
Yeah, furniture stores.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I consider you of a conservative nature, but if that doesn't give you heartburn, we still got to look towards the future and do things like that.
That doesn't give me heartburn at all. I mean, I'm going to say my crystal ball is pretty well broken, but in some places. But anyway, it's something to consider. I've had different thoughts, but y'all purchased the property over here. It looks like
that's the future.
I would like, for the record, remind everybody and anybody that might listen to what is being said that, you know, when we added on to the jail those two times, we were done so at the, we were told we had to do that, and we did have to do it by the jail commission. We didn't add it. Not one single square foot of office space over. All we did was add jail cells because the driving force behind it to pay for it was we'll build it bigger than we actually need for our own and rent the beds out. And that's worked out pretty good. It helped us make these payments. So, but now I don't want to say an error in judgment not to add some office space, but there's how many officers we got all trying to squeeze into one little small. Y'all been in their squad room? I mean,
yeah, but don't we have that inbound building out there we're supposed to have? And it's been plumbed in there to have, I mean, not Dodson Hall, but place for offices and stuff to relieve some of the pressure.
But since that happened, then we changed directions and bought this land here. And have I shown you the master plan?
Yeah, but I did get to see it the other day. That's quite the plan. But I'm just saying the relieve some of the pressure.
Our growth is here.
No,
our growth is right here.
Yeah, well, we also bought that little building here, and we put some money to fix that. And I realize rehabbing and putting a lot of money into a 90-year-old building might not be the best thing in the world to do. I mean, I agree with you. It's a spot we can. It's an option. We have options, and that's good to have.
I think the historical commission is working on the grant for the courthouse too. I think Bill Everett and them are.
I gave Rebecca Hammond call Kamatsu.
Well, I think probably either one could be the applicant, but since we own the building.
Yep.
It's something we would be a joint effort. I remember when they redid the, my mother and Miss Trapp, when they got a grant, that's the first, one of the first big grants I can ever remember the county getting back in the probably 70s or 80s, in the 80s.
There's some stuff that's in the courthouse that I would hate to see go away, and most people don't recognize it, but I recognize it. And,
yes, sir.
And Carl Kamatsu used to tell me about it, and historical architects were always, they like to see it, and that is the, there's certain places in the courthouse where a lot of the woodwork has been modernized, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And we've lost some of it, but there's certain places that there's still some of the original longleaf yellow pine trim and stuff.
Right.
It really needs to be preserved. It just doesn't, that stuff doesn't exist anymore.
No, you're right.
So I would say, y'all are kind of the custodians of the courthouse, need to be a little bit careful in the courthouse if you're going to do any kind of remodeling. So unfortunately, I'm going to say a while back, not to say anything bad about anybody, but so there was been some offices that were rehabbed.
In the mid-90s, there was quite a bit of rehabbing that went on.
But up above your office right now, if you go up in the attic there, it's really cool to look at, because it's got the old.
I was up there about a year ago. There was a possum that got up there and died. And I did go up there, but I was more looking for what was the cause of that stench. But I need to take another look at what you're talking about.
I mean, you can see some of the original colors and stuff up there when they lowered the ceiling.
Yeah.
It's interesting to look at. Anyway, that's my only comment, Judge.
No major sources of heartburn with what we got laid out here so far?
Not really, Judge. I mean, I'm over 65, and I've been advocating. You probably remember it. You were here, and I think Mark was here, and Donnie was here.
I crossed that threshold last year myself.
Yeah. Anyway, a couple of years ago, a lady came up here, and she was from Shepherd, and she wasn't really complaining or anything, but she thought her taxes were froze, and they were froze. But there is a thing where that some of the taxing entities, the tax freeze is optional. It's not mandated. The school taxes, it's a mandatory thing that they freeze their taxes at over 65. But I think the county and the other special taxing entities, it's an optional thing. And the ESD has never passed that. So her taxes were going up like, I don't know, it wasn't a whole lot of money, but it was a lot of money to her. It was less than $100, but they were going up. And I don't know if y'all looked at it, but I'm in the same boat. It used to be, ESD taxes were less than $100. Now they're $300 something. But partly because
they've stayed at 10. Yeah, but
it's called their de minimis.
I guess they're not bound by the. They don't get caught up in the rollback thing apparently because they don't have to go down like we do every time.
Yes, sir. That's true. It's because they're considered de minimis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and that's where they're capped at 10 cents on the 100. So anyway, I did go to them at their hearing Monday, and I
believe we're capped at 80 general fund, and the road bridge is capped at like 15, and
yeah, something like that.
We're going further and further away from 80, and
but anyway, I asked them about it, and they gave me an answer that because I'd asked a couple of the board members about it a year or two ago, and simply because I was trying to advocate for this other people that were over 65 that were caught up in that. And anyway, and that money doesn't mean a whole lot to me. I'm not going to say I'm completely financially independent, but I'm well enough off that amount of money doesn't bother me.
It ain't going to make the lights go off.
And it's not going to make the lights go off, no, sir. But there are some people out there in our county that amount of money is meaningful to them.
Yes, sir.
And so I've been advocating for them, and I've asked several board members about it. And the answer I got the other day was they had asked their attorney about it, Mr. Pillar, and he said there was no provision in 775, which is the health and safety
ESD
code that
stuff
deals
now
with ESD. So I did a little research on my own, and I'm not an attorney, but you know, and come find out from what I found is yes, they can actually do that, because they come as a special taxing entity, and special taxing entities can grant an over 65 exemption. So far, they haven't made any motions or moves on that, but that's okay. Maybe they'll do it at some point in the future. But I did also find a newspaper article where Wise County in April of 2025 did that exact same thing. They gave ESD number 3, I think it was, and Wise County did a freeze on over 65. So I know it's perfectly legal to do that. It's just getting them to kind of move off center and do that resolution.
So you know how to get that done?
Hmm?
You know how to get that done?
No, sir.
I think in January, somebody at the end of the table is going to appoint somebody. And you need to be over there saying you want to do that.
Okay.
You do live in Precinct 1, I know.
Hmm?
You do live in Precinct 1.
Yes, I do. Anyway, so that's all the comments I have, Judge, and appreciate everything y'all do, and I think you're doing a pretty fine job.
Thank you.
You sure you ain't got no more for Crystal?
No more for Crystal? No.
I'm leaving to go on vacation.
As soon as this is over.
Now, will you be back on the 2nd?
Yeah.
She's so, okay.
So we take a lunch break before we close the meeting, Judge?
Yeah.
For Crystal.
Oh,
man. So I had a couple things that I want to just talk about in the upcoming budget.
Sure.
I want to see this is for us to discuss, but I'm just telling the public and the court. The inmate housing, I think, needs to be increased for our revenue. That's something, if y'all want to be looking at that
Have you looked at how many inmates he's got over? He ain't got but about 7 or 8.
Yeah, but we only got like 240,000 there for revenue, which is pretty low.
They're not putting that many in there.
We got 122 yesterday.
They are working the streets and putting active. they're gonna fill it up with. And that's good, but
there's 122.
I don't want to. That's why I did that, because I don't want to put some big giant number if they'd put 60 in there, like we've had enough space to have 60 in it. We've had times where we did have 60. That's a million and a half. But we got, I bet we got less than 20 in there right now. I can't complain with, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm putting these crackheads in jail or whatever. There's, I've gotten a lot of people commenting about what a good job they're doing. There's a lot of presence.
I have also.
So anyway, just bear that in mind.
All right. So yeah, this is a few notes that I've made. In the rental buildings, the $100,000 for that, I think we've talked about that today a little bit. So that's something else that was in here. And then there's overtime pay in there for a detention center that I'm pretty sure we all agree we're not paying overtime, so that probably is going to come out in the future.
What number is overtime on that? Because I
like $25,000 or something. Not a great deal, but you know, I think we did that that they could keep jailers, you know, and then we gave them a raise, and the raise is supposed to help with that, and now we're still giving them overtime pay, and we cut that out. We voted in here.
Are you driving towards trying to give the lower the rate even more?
No, sir.
Give the citizens
not.
A...
I'm just seeing some fat that I've seen that I thought probably needed to be cut out. Another thing, while the extension is here, you do a fabulous job, and we talked about this in one of our meetings. I'd like to see, personally, your travel moved into your salary so that we don't have to do a line item to pay your travel every time you go somewhere. You'll already have it prepaid coming to you. Professional services, I think.
What you're thinking on that, young lady? I guess it depends on what the number is.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Because once it boosts my salary, I have to pay taxes on that. And so it would have to.
Let me give you a little pointer, though. If it goes into your salary, you will also be getting retirement benefits for it.
We don't pay her retirement, but it is matched by.
Okay. AEL pays my retirement, but my retirement does not include the vehicle. It only includes my salary.
Okay, then maybe that wouldn't be a benefit to you then.
Well, it would be a benefit to us and our department for not having to process those travel checks every week, every month, whatever. But anyway. I think personally I put to increase it just like ours is, $18,000. So that way it can cover everything you're doing to date. That's my opinion. Professional services, we need to add $5,000 to have the, I think y'all talked to the outside auditor about that.
Professional services out of what? You talking about in 409?
Yeah, 409. I'm just saying some highlights that I'm gonna shoot for. We have to have this audit done on our retirement insurance account.
Yes.
They have to prorate that. Tell us.
Well, that's what the auditor said we had to do. Spend $16,000.
No, it's not six. It's about $5,000.
The number I heard was $16,000.
Well, I don't think it's quite that much. But anyway,
I just assume put $16,000 more in the audit in that fund than pay them to tell us that we need to.
I'm all for that too if we want to try and see what happens. But one of the other things is the National Forest for Road and Bridge. I think we've all got the new figures.
I think that's going to dry up, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but we've got fund balance, so. I think we all want to add every bit of our fund balance in there so we can spend it instead of it sitting to the side.
I did.
You keep notes of that because.
I'm just making some highlights so the public understands where what I'm trying to look at. And then we talked about taking a percent from road and bridge from general fund and adding to road and bridge, and I think
you talked about it.
Yeah, I think we talked about it.
Y'all may talk about it when you drink coffee, but
the meeting when we talked about it, so it was a week. So anyway,
was that the day?
Why would you want to take? You got healthy fund balances. Why would you want to take something out of our piggy bank when you already got a full? I'm all for him doing something like that because he ain't got no fund balance. His fund balance is
what. So you sit over there and you criticize us for having a big and we this court's the one that helped you get. $9.5 million fund balance. So look, listen, let me finish. Harvey was 8 years ago, and we got funded $14 million to fix the road 8 years ago, and we're sitting on it today, still waiting to have that done. And those projected figures, not 8 years ago, but 6, 7 years ago, we are not, I guarantee you, we are not going to have the money to fund those projects. When they
you
come.
Just said
like
out of your own mouth earlier, that Fund 79, that's where you get the money
that's
anyway.
That's exactly right. And that's
and
exactly
if you,
right.
If you bleed it, you ain't going to have no discretionary fund to just take whatever you want out of.
You're right. That's why we've had a fund balance. That's kind of why we have a fund balance to do things like that instead of being in the hole. So anyway, it's either.
Well, you hadn't done it. I mean, y'all put the money in there every year, but you don't spend it.
That's being fiscal responsible.
Whatever you want to call it. Taxpayers pay money to Road and Bridge to have their road fixed.
Well, on my fund balance, I know my predecessor had a pretty good one, but on the Lee Turner grant, I'm having to come out of $200,000.
That's good financial planning if that's what they're doing.
And if Dabney you didn't
Bottom,
have that,
Lily
you would have been
Loop,
in a bind.
If I have to do it on Lily Yeager Loop and Dabney Bottom, that's
so,
another.
But to take money out of the other fund balance when you've got a healthy fund, what is your big plan? Why are you saving all that money? You got a big project that you intend to?
If I had the money,
you
I
could,
do
but do
project.
You?
I don't have enough money to do them, Judge.
Me either.
Do you realize, and I'm not saying that the Waterwood Parkway would take $2.5 million to fix.
Maybe.
Do you realize that?
Maybe.
Probably more than that.
Maybe.
And it's horrible.
Maybe.
They beat me up every day on fixing on that.
They should have made that a FM road 40 years ago.
I tried. I had McReynolds in the truck with me, and I tried to make him give it to the state. It wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Mark, let me,
my plans either is to take the percentage away and give us closer to our 15%, which we have talked about. Road bridge back to the 15%.
I said that facetiously. At least I wouldn't have to hear this every time because
– but. I mean, do you realize that the general fund is garnishing $700,000 more, and you know what the road bridge is garnishing?
And their budget.
About $10,000 a piece.
Is that what it's all about? Who's getting the
no,
most?
No, it's about us having to do what we do our with less money.
Terrible.
We can't do more with
take
less
some
money.
Take some of that fund balance and fix some of them
roads.
And
we have. I think we all have. And we're working on that.
How is it you still got a million every year in your fund balance if you're taking that money to spend it?
We don't have a million in our fund balance.
Maybe I misread what the audit said, but
I mean,
you've had
these two right here, they're wanting to use theirs up just as quick as they can.
I ain't talking about them because they're not responsible for what's in their fund balance.
But like Mark said on the roads, I mean,
I suspect they're going to make a better use of it. That's my prediction.
Better use.
Better use, not sitting on it and hollering, look at me, I got $1 million in my fund balance.
Look at me, we got $9.5 million in general fund. We.
And we have the money to pay $500,000 roof jobs and to fund Fund 79 for all four road bridges.
I get it. So anyway, I'm going to just get out what I'm going to say. We need to take the percentage from the general fund tax rate to make us back to more 15. Or my thing is just transfer $1 million to Road and Bridge, $250,000 for each one. Four roads only. It
to just take a $1 million just because you can?
Yeah.
Take it out of your own fund balance.
To help us. Well, don't get upset.
What do you mean?
What are you upset about?
Because you got money and
is
you want you don't
money?
Want to touch your money. You want to take it out of the general fund?
We spend our money every year, Judge. Man, I've been
y'all
doing
have had
years.
The reason you got a little money built up is because we've had so many grants, y'all don't have time to spend all your budget money.
I spend my money right up to the income that I get every year, and that's just how I do it. And all that extra is, you know, maybe I got $20,000 this year extra that I didn't spend, you know.
You put the fund balance in there every year,
but you've never touched it.
I
have put some of it in there. Not all of it, some of it.
You don't even touch it, though. You put it in there just in case something happens.
I spend what I budget.
You don't spend the money out of the fund balance.
I spend what I budget. If you look at my budgets, if I budget $1.3 million, I spend right up to $1.3 million.
Hmm. You know, if you had some big project, a bridge blew out or something, and you needed it, but just to take it because you can count to three and we're all going to get more money. We'll just take it from the general fund.
If that's what you see, then that's
what
you
see. That's what I see.
I don't see it that way. I see it helping our constituents because we get beat up every day about how come you don't fix these roads better? How come you don't do this?
When you take the point out, that's going to... You sat up here and said that, it's only going to be $100,000. Well,
that wasn't right. I had some wrong figures given to me.
You sure did. I'd already done the math. It's more like $350,000. Yeah. So what do you want me to cut? Where am I going to get that $350,000?
We could probably cut it. You probably wouldn't like it, but we can cut it. But I'm going to tell you right now that I'm just proposing that we take $100,000 out of the general fund balance and you don't mess with your tax rate this year.
Million or a hundred?
A million.
You said a hundred.
$1 million. Just take $1 million because we've done a good job of managing it and you're just going to take it. That's about as irresponsible as that's.
I don't think that's irresponsible.
That's very irresponsible. If you can't see that.
Our job is to fix the roads. And if we can't fix the roads.
When you run out of your fund balance, then let's talk about taking money out of the general fund.
Don't worry about my fund balance. Let's worry about.
It's my job to worry about your fund balance. You think you. Oh, Jesus.
I'm just telling you what my proposal is going to be.
Well, good for you.
And if it passes,
my proposal might be that everybody gets 25% too.
Well, get it.
I don't.
And then next year we'll have $2 million out of the fund balance. That's how that works.
You think so? You think the public was going to approve you raiding the general funds?
I think so. As many
the general fund's responsible for the sheriff's department, everything else in county government.
Yes.
Not just the roads.
The roads.
As many calls as we get. Judge, I don't think you hear or see what the calls we get about the roads.
And it's not us country people that are used to
I know you
roads.
Got some raggedy we roads. I've been down them. I know that.
You know, all I'm going to say on that point is I sit here every year. And I watch every office get a new employee or watch a part-time person get moved to full-time. I don't know how many new employees Road and Bridge has gotten since I've been here. I don't think, maybe one in 15 years.
You best do your homework. There's a cap on there for, and when you take the money out of general fund, all you're doing is bypassing the cap.
I know.
And that's against the law.
The cap of what?
The cap of what you can get of taxpayer money. You're capped at 15. I'll just vote and take it somewhere else. I don't think you can just do that. So you ought to think about that. Just because you can count to three don't mean you can just take whatever you want and gut the general fund balance.
We're not gutting the general fund. If we gut it, we'd move $2 or $3 million over there. We're all fiscal.
Well, that's probably on the horizon.
No, I don't think that. I mean,
I've never seen this in 27 years. I've never seen anybody come up with such a scheme.
Oh, come on. We've got $100,000.
If you didn't have $1 million in your fund balance, I could understand.
I don't have $1 million in my
You got
balance.
Close to $1 million.
One mile is $330,000 to pave, so we got 150 something terrible roads. So $1 million doesn't go very far.
Do whatever you think you can do.
I'm just telling you what I had planned to do. But if it don't work, it don't work. I mean, I'm not upset if it don't. I mean, we have to do something different. What we got now is not working.
I talked to
money and then talk about taking money.
I talked to the state guy the other day, and one of them was telling me the future growth of San Jose County in the next 7 to 10 years is 100,000 more people. Exactly what he told me.
Well, if they all move here and build houses, we'll have a lot more tax revenue.
Crystal will have probably 30,000 on her in the next 5 years. But it's subject to big subdivision.
Well, you think the
legislature figure four to a household.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what you figure, four to a household.
Let's go for a vote. When's the last time we did a little?
You're going to have a ton of them over there.
Have we ever done one?
I've been doing this for 27 years. We've never done one in 27 years.
Yeah. Anyways.
So anyway, that's the big ones that I'm looking for.
talk about anyway.
I didn't bring Judge's Tums today.
What?
I didn't bring Judge.
Just sit up here and just, well, I can count to three. I can talk these new commissioners into raiding the general fund.
You've got an attitude that it's a count to three. It's not got anything to do with
I know how it works.
I know how it works. I know how it works, too, but that ain't what, we've never counted to three and crammed something down anybody's throat.
Oh, that's a ball face, you know what.
This is a general consensus that we need more money to do what we need to do.
That's a complete falsehood that y'all have never counted to three and sit up here. About 3 years ago, you did.
All right.
You gonna, yeah, you come in here with a notebook. And, yeah, we're going to do this, this, and this. And I don't even want to go there. Go ahead. You got the floor.
No,
keep
talking. That's my highlights. I got notes right here. That's it. I mean.
Appreciate the warning. Anybody else from the public got anything else to say about the budget, proposed budget, or the tax rate? All right.
If y'all do change that office, are y'all going to remodel the lobby to where it's a lobby?
Don't mind.
Yeah.
Working on it. I'm trying to, not lose my shop or anything there, but I think we've got some room out there to be able to bring. And I talked to Raylene, and she was good with it too, so there's no issue there. But.
Because it is bad. I mean, we have people pile up and we can't control.
Yeah. Oh, it's this, yes.
Because we have to go all the way around.
Sure.
To get
and
to the
you want. You're a half mile from the courthouse, and you want the tax office to have a sub-office in your precinct?
No. I'm roofing the constable who's in her front office. Ray Lynn is right there, right where you walk in. She's on the right-hand side where Neil used to be, or the environmental guy. So I'm just trying to open the space, because I can bring her out with me.
Both of them.
Well, I was going to work on it, man. She, that courthouse, they want.
Both of them.
When you come in the tax office,
she's pretty happy
wall.
Right there. But.
And so people have to come around the wall. Well, they don't want to come around the wall. They want to stand on the other side of the wall.
Structure.
And nobody can see the weight on them.
Part of structure.
So,
probably
and tax season, they're lying out the door.
That's what I call it.
Down the street.
Whatever you got.
Well,
I'll tell
you
what. I'll just move her out with me and remodel and put her out there.
You
know,
Mark's off the baseball list today, Rich.
You gotta do something.
No, that ain't got nothing to do with it.
In the house.
But the JP takes a little more space out there. I don't know what I'm going to do. If I can do something, I will.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ray. Before you leave.
So, just one comment, and I'm going to say.
Only one.
I was a county commissioner, and understand, and I but I also see the judge's point when he talks about road and bridge and the special road and bridge fund. I think are capped by law, and
yes,
and going around that, I could see that could be a to build roads could be a.
There's a reason why you don't do that.
That's part of the, it's part of the whole thing. Mm. But at the same time, I also see that how many roads in our county have been turned, county roads have been turned over as farm to market roads. I hadn't seen.
Not many.
Not many.
George Russell had a couple of them that run through his place up in your end of the county. That's the last ones I've heard of.
But you understand that maybe that's a place to go push on some buttons is to say, well, the state, we're capped. The state needs to take over some of these, roads. You probably y'all have more ideas of what roads might be eligible or would be pointing that way. I mean, that's just my opinion about it. Okay, so. I see both sides of the argument, and I don't want to put myself in the middle of the argument necessarily, but I will tell you when I was county commissioner, I did take some money from the general fund at one time, making two. But anyway, I think, and this is purely just me, I don't believe in government having huge amount of funds that they're just stashing away and drawing interest on, either.
Well, What if we were trying to save up to implement some of them plans that we made 15 years ago? We talked about.
Yes, sir.
When we added on, there was also, well, to this, you were part of it. Both of y'all were here. Now we finally got some land, and we got the money to build up some of those other buildings. There was even there was a juvenile center in one of them, and that was one of the buildings. And then
I think I've seen some of that, and I thought it was around here, but I never.
It was around here, but we, this kind of.
Yeah.
We done, then we built that one, and that kind of eliminated the room.
But, I did see that those plans, Judge. Anyway, just purely my opinion. I don't think having a bunch of small buildings is as efficient
solution.
As having a bigger building.
No,
solution.
I agree.
Yeah, so
I agree.
I have approached TxDOT. They don't want.
I know.
They got enough. They
well, but there again, they are they come under our state representatives, and our state representative could put pressure on them to do that.
I'll try that.
What's your criteria?
We've been to his office. You know that. Me and you've been.
Yeah,
well, if they've general fund saved it up and they had plans to do something. Why do we even talk about doing something like that in the future? The future is going to run right past us.
Yeah, well, the future is going to have to be like Jetson cars, because if we don't spend the money on the roads, they won't ever be able to get there.
Yeah, well. Like I say, spend what you got and then talk to me about it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.